This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Maud Kearns Art Center here in Eugene. It's a curated show called In the Moment, Self-Portraits of 20 Women Artists. And it was interesting the way it was curated. Sandy, you have that story.
Well, I thought it was very interesting. Lo Cottle is the curator, and she got 20 women artists, all of them local, maybe one from New Orleans, together for a year and a half. Every month they met, and each one worked on a different project. And this show is the result. I have two words, exciting and inviting.
Yes. It's a very interesting show. All kinds of techniques, people interpreting what a portrait is all over the place. This is not just your simple sitting in front of a velvet backdrop portrait. So when you think portrait, this probably isn't going to be dead
on. Well, I tell you, Maud Kearns, the room, the great room, has never looked better. I sat up on the stage and I just looked at the entire room and I saw sculptures, I saw jewelry, I saw collage stabiles, accordion books, and this big Day of the Dead type altar, which was a self-portrait.
One that I was particularly interested in looking at was by Kate Swinson here in Eugene. She does porcelain, and one of them is mounted on top of a driftwood piece. So they're almost like sentinels. They have a very strong presence. They're porcelain, and porcelain has a very skin-like quality, I think, almost a translucence. And then that one's called Extremes, and then the other one is called Long and Short of It, and it's a porcelain with all kinds of things, multimedia draping all over it. It's really an interesting piece.
There was a lot of multimedia. LaDonna Wagner from Eugene has three pieces, and they all go together. Everybody was encouraged to journal this process. Mm-hmm. So she has a stabile, which is a line of 12 suspended books representing her ancestors' journey, beginning with DNA mapping all the way through the present. She also has a big three-panel piece on the wall, and under it, these handmade accordion books that document the process of her developing self-portrait. And I love the conversation going on between those three very different kinds of art.
We're talking about a show that's currently up at Maud Kearns Art Center. It's called In the Moment, Self-Portraits of 20 Women Artists. It runs through June 20. One of them in the side room that I liked, well, actually two, by Barbara Kennedy. They're mixed media. At first you think they're paintings because there are some imagery there. The one is called Peregrine Peregrina.
Oh, yes. Beautiful piece.
And I'm not sure what the translation is, but it's a beautiful bird form with kind of a self-portrait woven into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is really mystical. It's called Seeking White Raven. And just the title is like, what?
I know.
That one is really
fantastic.
Cool. Yeah.
Something unusual was a digital story, which was a woman who did a couple of dance pieces. She's dancing in this digital story. And also another woman did, she wrote a song, and her song lyrics are up there as well. So all very different additions to Maud Kearns' offering.
And then out in the big room, actually, I've known Debbie a long time. I haven't seen her recently, and it's kind of Debbie Cornicius. It's kind of interesting to kind of check in visually and see what she's up to. And I've watched her style transform. She uses cast bronze in a sort of a figurative style and incorporates that with alabaster
stone.
It
goes on top of alabaster.
Right, right.
It's so beautiful.
Right.
It's crazy
very
beautiful.
Very nice. Very nice. She has two pieces in this show.
A big piece by Allison McNair. It looks like a Day of the Dead sculpture, but it's based on a body cast. Oh, my goodness. There's so much to look at.
The show's at Maud Kearns, In the Moment, Self-Portraits of 20 Women Artists, goes through June 20. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.